Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you excited about the Meta AI glasses? 0 to 10, what's your excitement level on that?
Are they going to give me a pair?
What if they ask you to sponsor them?
10 plus.
Exactly.
I experimented with the wearable glasses back in the Snapchat glasses days.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody remembers that. And it was sort of awkward.
Yeah.
It was awkward. Also, like, I got LASIK surgery not so I could go wear some nerd glasses to stream, you know? Mm-hmm. You're like, what are we doing here?
Nerd glasses.
Now that I'm older.
Could be one of the greatest inventions ever, and you're calling them nerds.
But now that I'm older and I'm wearing reading glasses,
yeah,
may as well put a camera in there. That'd be handy.
I don't know.
What it is? What is it all for?
Are you prepared?
I don't need all the AI.
Are you prepared to walk around with glasses constantly and all this information is going to be presented to you
in front of me?
Right there.
Like in the no. No, what more do I need? Like I feel like I'm at peak information. I may be.
How about that? There's your headline for this segment. I feel like I'm at peak information.
What more do we need?
How exactly are you at peak information?
So I've been thinking about this weekend.
Back to Chicago,
it's a conversation I was having with my brother.
Yeah,
we're trying to remember.
Is this the one you don't like?
Yeah, some star of who was it or what was the name of it?
Yeah, right there. The Meta glasses could help you.
Right, and I sometimes wonder if it's better that we have access to all the trivia in the world so you can look it up, or if it was better like back when you were just like, don't really know. And then you move on with your life and it didn't really matter. You didn't need to know. And I still don't need to
know. This is your example why you're at peak information?
That's right.
That's it. Dave, what are your thoughts on that example of peak information, remembering some guy on some show?
That's the Everest of info, I would say.
What more? What information are you seeking?
Sir Edmund Hillary of information.
That's right. Now, someone right now is wondering, who is Sir Edmund Hillary?
Yeah,
instead of looking it up, I would recommend just walk away.
Remember,
just walk away.
We also had the glasses for TV, right?
The 3D, like the 3D
right.
TV.
And I remember I had a friend in the TV business. Oh, good for me. A friend in the TV business. He goes, these are going to die quickly. I go, why? He goes,
yeah.
Because people don't want to sit there on their couch wearing these goofy glasses.
Get a headache. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really into it, but it's also like, you know, I mean, if 1% of the population finds it interesting, then that is significant, you know?
It also was interesting, too, that the big presentation that Zuckerberg had failed miserably. Wouldn't work. Then he's blaming AI. He's blaming, Wi-Fi. They didn't check the Wi-Fi before.
Well, you know, we had some Wi-Fi issues here at the station yesterday.
And today.
I think it's back.
It was awful.
They're fixing it today.
When do you think they're supposed to do network upgrades?
3 to 6.
When we're not on the air?
I would
like, we're on the air all the time.
Well, how about during the Twins game?
I would say, like, the best times to do upgrades here at the station would be during Lake's show and during Vanita's show.
Yeah, I'm sure they would appreciate that.
That's what I think.
You know, how about Michelle never sleeps anyway, so how about overnights? Again,
I think it's fine. We could have a day with crappy Wi-Fi. So what?
Again,
I'm trying to take a new relaxed, like no like, big deal.
It's no
attitude.
Big deal. I don't need to know information. That's your new.
Need to know information. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I have enough. I'm good.
Yeah. Who is on our station from 11 to 5 at night? Can you identify those individuals?
From 11 p.m.
To 5 a.m.
Absolutely not.
Dave?
No.
Do you know, without cheating right now, because I'm just going to say,
you
could offer me a membership at Pine Valley right now. Yeah. I would really, really try to guess hard.
Now, I sometimes listen from like 9 to 10, and there's some CBS television anchor, I think.
It used to be John Dickerson, but now,
now it's some.
And then we got Major. At 10 with the takeout, that's outstanding. When I'm saying 11 to 5,
no clue. Who do we have?
Is it Donald Trump? I have no idea. Who do we have?
Phil Hendry, is he on?
I wish he was.
Oh, that guy's the best.
Yeah. From 11 to midnight, very popular Our American Stories.
Brian Oak, is he on?
I would take Brian Oak in a second.
Right?
Let's go.
Overnight.
Yeah.
From noon. No,
not sure that would be his first pick to be overnight.
Midnight to 4, missing... The Other Side of Midnight.
Okay, what is that?
Is that even a thing?
It's The Other Side of Midnight.
Yeah, all right.
See, some people are on this side of the midnight.
Yeah.
This show.
Pick a side, I'm on the other side.
Okay, but I kind
of
think once you get to 12:01, aren't all of us on the other side of midnight at that point?
Which is the side and which is the other side? Who's to say?
Who hosts?
Isn't always greener.
When does last night become this morning for you? What time? Because I have a time. In mind.
Well, you would know it better because you used to get up all the time.
Yes.
When does last night become the morning? I'm going to say 5, either 4 or 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Right there. I'm going to go 4 a.m. is morning now.
So I told my oldest.
This is peak information, by the way.
Yeah, this is important. This, so I told my oldest the first summer he was home from college.
Yeah.
Where he went out.
Did he have curfew?
No.
Yeah.
But he went out one night at like 11 p.m. and got home around 3.
Yeah.
And I said,
what, waiting up for him? Or?
Well, no, but, you know, if you open our garage door, I get like it's tracked.
Yep.
Peak information. This is what I'm saying.
You really don't need that.
I don't need it. But he got in really well. And my wife, of course, Nervous Nelly, she was like, she was up. So I told Seth, I'm like, there is a line between getting home at night and getting home in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you when to come home, but I would prefer if you're on the night side of that, which for me, I would say would be 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning is morning?
I'd say 2 a.m.
Preposterous, right?
2 a.m. is still you got home at night. 3 a.m. is you got home in the morning. That's what I'm saying.
What about 2:30? Gray area.
2:30.
It's the other side
open
of 2 a.m.
2:31.
You can write an angle. If you're a kid, you could probably work an angle on that one.
Okay, so how do we feel about that? Parents, kid comes back. He's 19 at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. He is staying back home.
Yep.
Under your rules, Dave, you're going to face this eventually. When Sam and Seth both come back next year, when should Jason say, hey, this is when you need to come back by?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
You're just thinking of your young children.
Yes, exactly.
Your precious little angels.
Yes, be in bed by 8. Until they're 21 and able to, you know, go out to a bar or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd say 2 is far too late for me.
No.
Midnight? That seems fair to me.
I guess I would say...
If it's happening every night, I guess it's a thing, but it's like he was hanging out at somebody's house, like whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, as long as it's not trouble and you're walking in and all sorts of noise.
And like we can't have any drunk driving. Like that's a big conversation.
Yeah, and that's no matter what. I'd say, I think I'm with you too. If you're not here by 2, Now, if it's an outlier.
Just stay out. Just stay out. Don't come home.
Go to a homeless encampment, you know, just hang out there. Now, if it's all of a sudden twice a summer.
Yeah, fine.
Give
me a heads up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think once you've had that time to be on your own off at school.
It's hard to go back to those rules.
It's hard to go back, and it's a little silly as a parent to be like, we're running this the same way we're running it. Like when you were in high school, that's just not.
Okay, let's say.
I like to give leash. You let the leash out. You let the leash out until they give you reason to like pull it in.
Okay, let's project both of them.
Okay.
6 years from now, the job economy is incredibly hard.
True.
And they're both very good students. They're going to good schools, but they're both still looking for work. And they're back in their rooms.
Yep.
Now they're 24-ish. Mm. What do you think about your rules then?
Whew. Yeah, I think.
Because a lot of people have this now.
Right.
With 25-year-olds.
I wonder. I would be curious. I would be looking for advice, actually. I don't really have a strong opinion on that. I feel like, you know, it would be difficult if you say you have a 23-year-old. Now, are they going to be bringing a gal back to the my house?
Yeah. Yes.
And like, how's that work?
Well, did they both have girlfriends in high school?
Yeah, but like the bedroom door had to be open and like all of that sort of stuff.
Could a high school girlfriend sleep over at your house?
It did happen.
Okay.
We have a guest bedroom, which I had cameras and triple arms set off if she opened the door. Look, if you're going to if some monkey business is going to happen, I better not hear it. You better be quiet. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think about that criteria? Jason is saying,
"Don't wake me up."
His kids can have sex as long as everybody's
is
very.
Is that what I'm saying?
Not very exactly. Very quiet.
Yes,
I mean,
keep it down, son.
As many
trying to sleep.
As many people involved as you want
to
do.
Very tired,
but keep it quiet.
I don't know. Would you allow? So, like, we were always very communicative with the girlfriend's parents. So it was like it had to be like permission. Like if we were out of town. Or we weren't going to be around at night, we would text her mom and be like, hey, we're going to be gone.
Out of
just so she doesn't play the like, oh, I'm going to go. The Durushes are home. Like, no.
Out of town, yes. But when the boys were in high school, was I always communicating when they were, let's say, seniors?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was not. And let's say 24, 25-year-old Hunter Griffin at my house, and at the last place there was one bedroom in the basement, and they were going down there with a girlfriend. Yeah, it wasn't like I was down there saying,
down there.
No sex.
Right.
No.
Right. I always would say, like, you know the political leanings of your girlfriend's parents. Like, if you slip up, welcome to fatherhood, buddy. Just want to let you know.
Oh, I would threaten to cut their penis off if anything bad would happen. Is that reasonable, Dave? Reasonable or not?
Seems like a stretch.
Yeah. It was, we had many conversations about be very, very
be
smart.
Very, yeah.
Be respectful.
I don't know. All
smart.
This stuff, it is like the nerve-wracking stuff about parenting.
Yeah.
And when it's an adult, when they're in your house, you're like, well, I don't know.
You still need to have some level of
I think you need
rules,
some
though.
Rules.
Right now, yeah, would you
keep it down as a rule?
Yeah. Keep it down.
Keep it down. Have a lot of sex, but no.
She
no,
had her
no enthusiasm with the sex.
She had her own bedroom. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure she stayed in that bedroom the entire time. Okay.
All I can say is that I think like older brother would have loved to narc on younger brother if something was going on. So you had a little bit of self-policing there.
Old school word there, narc.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? I don't know.
Not by Mary Moriarty.
These
it's
days.
Not allowed right now at Hennepin County.
These days, I don't know. Am I canceled now? Is Trump coming for me?
Yeah, matter of time. Let's talk a little, Mary, because I know you talked about it at the start of your show yesterday. I want to go back to that a little bit. Stretch Lab. Jason, go to Stretch Lab. There's one in Maple Grove, all over the metro area. No matter the individual listening right now, you could be a dad or a mom in the car with your kids. Bring them. They'll work with you. 10-year-old, 90-year-old work with you. You're the runner, you're the biker, you're the golfer, you're the pickleball person. You're the person who sits around, doesn't exercise. You're the person who stretches a lot, but you also want trained professionals, which what they have at Stretch Lab, to help you out even more. First time you go, and again, dozen-plus locations, you'll find them at stretchlab.com. They'll run you through some stretches with the technology they have. They'll sit down and talk with you, and then hopefully you'll sign up right there for that 50-minute session, and you'll walk out there a little more pliable, a little more flexible, feeling a little taller, and realizing Stretch Lab should be a part of your monthly routine. I've been going for 6 years. Try it once. You'll go a lot after that. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I get pulled over. I run a stop sign.
Yes.
My tabs are late. Does Jason DeRussia want an officer under that premise if they spot something which is suspicious or they see something that they clearly believe is illegal? Does Jason DeRussia want the police officers the ability to investigate that and potentially file charges on what they find?
Today, in this crime environment,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
Absolutely.
100%.
And now, I get the theory of yeah. why you wouldn't want to do it, and I agree with the theory.
Well, it's
also
been proven.
We're here.
It's what? Happened.
Yes. There's no doubt that, now, it's sort of a moot point, as the chief told you.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, they're not doing it.
They're not doing it.
So you're going to, why are we messing with Robbinsdale or Maple Grove, or what are we doing? And why are we announcing this in the middle of, you're like, read the room. You got mass shootings
because
happening.
She thinks she's smarter than anybody in the room.
I just think it's so disappointing because public.
And predictable.
I think it's, she is doing what she was elected to do, what she thinks she was elected to do.
I think she's taking it further.
I think she's taking it further. I think.
By far.
This is my chance to reform this. I'm not running for re-election, so I'm going to do all the things that I always wanted to do.
I think she would have done it even if she was running for re-election.
Probably.
And I get it.
I'm just, it's.
People who aren't two white guys who have been stopped, they're going to say, you need to see what it's like in my world.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I get it.
Absolutely happened.
It would be fine if she did this 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah. I still would have
to do it right now.
Ramsey
County has done it.
Yeah, I'm still conflicted about you.
I know,
see
me
crime
too. When you break the rule,
and
I get it.
We're not going to do anything about it. Jason's next, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.